Weekly stock market update. Many of you have taken the opportunity to write to me for a portfolio review. That's on alpeshpatel.com/links. This is the price you're paying in dollars, $30 for every future expected dollar of profit Microsoft makes. Imagine it was rental income. Imagine they make $1,000 in rental income for you in a year. You're paying $30,000 to buy the house. Is that worth it? Well, red means expensive, green means cheap. Of course, value isn't the only basis on which stock prices move up, which is why some of these expensive ones in red are the ones which have gone up the most. Growth is important, momentum is important. That's why I look at all of those. Now, if I happen to get stocks which fall into healthcare, energy, or banks which tick all my boxes, then all the better. But I allow for the fact that valuation isn't the only factor, and so that's why we do own Nvidia, Microsoft, Alphabet, Meta, Verizon, AT&T, and a whole bunch of others, which I'm going to come on to. How are things looking at the moment? Well, S&P, this is just to give you an overview. NASDAQ, there you go. Microsoft, Apple's the only one I wouldn't buy more of at the moment. Nvidia, I wouldn't buy more of at the moment. Meta, I wouldn't buy more of at the moment. I'm continuing holding what I've got. Alphabet, Amazon, happy with. Let's dive a bit deeper. Like I said, when I'm talking to pension people about their pensions, there's a bunch of people who are fed up with their 4% returns, and of course, they want the kind of returns we've got, which are closer to NASDAQ 55% up last year, the S&P 500 25% up last year. And the way we do it is very straightforward. We need to tick the value box, the growth box, the income box. And people sometimes go, well, how does that approach work then? How did that work out for you? Are you kidding me? We're ticking every single bloody box. And the obvious ones, undervalued companies which are growing, producing dividend deals. What the hell do you think's working? Now, how would that deal with a company like, say, a Microsoft, which is overvalued? Well, the fact that growth is so high on it will compensate for the overvaluation. That's how you still end up getting Microsoft in a green box. We need these first five boxes to be green. You can look up Sortino and why that's so important in the hedge fund industry and Alpha as well. Cash return, capital invested, Goldman Sachs, wealthiest clients. That's how they're told how to pick stocks, okay? So the past week, as you can see, another green for a lot of the, obviously, semiconductor companies, and AI is the reason why, but actually profits is the reason why. I don't care about narratives like AI or whatever else. I care about numbers. Where's the returns as well? So we'll go into some of these as we progress as well. This presentation, exchange traded funds, just be careful with some of these. I know they've had some big returns, like 37% in a month, but remember, they're leveraged, some of these, and so you're taking extraordinary risk, and I wouldn't want to do that. Markets year to date, well, if you're on my program, the Great Investments Program, have a look at alpeshpatel.com/links, especially if you're in your 40s or 50s or 60s and you're looking to retire anytime soon, well, anytime within the next 10 to 20 years, then you better join the program quick. NASDAQ is up 6% already year to date. The UK markets are down 2%. That's an 8% gap already opened up. If you've got a SIP or ISA in the UK, or you're with a workplace pension and you need to move to a SIP or ISA, then those are the kinds of returns we're looking to at least meet, if not exceed, in our pensions, because workplace pensions are going to give you about 4% per annum. You're going to work till you die with those. So what's moving the markets higher? Well, most definitely communications companies. Not that I care which sector they're in. Companies are factories for making money, and we want to tick all those boxes. Remember, communications companies. When I set up the hedge fund, I was still writing my column in the Financial Times and doing my show on Bloomberg TV, and I would say I'm very much a picker of bottom-up stocks. And I've written 18-odd books covering all of this. I don't really care about the sector. I care far more about are the companies undervalued, growing, producing dividend yields. So what else? Well, healthcare, of course, is up there, as we know, and so are technology companies. They're the big drivers, and some of the financials, which we saw, were undervalued. What about the factors? Well, this is why we tick the momentum box, because actually, momentum stocks are doing well. Okay, it's why we also tick the value box. It's why we tick the growth box. So we don't try and gamble on what will the market out of, which of these horses is going to win. We don't gamble like that. What we say is we need to tick every single box. So if the market chooses momentum, we'll do well. Okay, if the market chooses cash flow, we'll do well. If it chooses growth, we'll do well, because our stocks have to meet all of those criteria. And if something's out of favor, like a small cap, well, that won't matter, because our momentum stock will have done well, or growth stock. Okay, that's how we do it. And over the past year, of course, those students of mine should have exceeded the NASDAQ's return on their pensions. Those who are a bit more cautious and might have beaten just the S&P in their pensions. But anyway, like I said, the UK pensions are getting screwed because they're predominantly with fund managers who can't ever go into cash in down years like 2022, and they spray and pray into a whole load of stocks. I mean, just check your pension. You're getting about 4.5% per annum. I'm not psychic. I know it because I know what they do, and they're built to fail. We've been rather good this year with the S&P 500, and this is the gains over the past month of the companies which have done the best. And the ones that we hold, we've got quite a few in here off the back of that. So it's been quite good to have so many. Didn't get Enphase, not this year. Didn't get Tapestry at all. Monolithic has been a past pick, and so has Uber. Ralph Lauren didn't even come close to it. Can't see everything, but done quite well. These are stocks out of the S&P 500 over the past month which have done bad, and you can see why. You can't just spray and pray and hope, oh, any American company will do well. I don't look at FTSE 100 or 250, they just don't do as well as US companies. There's less choice. If you've got less choice, how can you do well? We look to 10,000 companies. This is still very positive for me, and I'm looking now at seriously considering 3x leverage exchange S&P 500. Don't you do it, that's too risky for you. I'm experienced at this. Okay, but that is positive. FTSE, it's up 7% since 1999, and it's still at 2015 levels. So good luck with your pension on that one. I've been saying this, I've written 18 books, like I said, and nobody reads books, so nobody followed that. That's why I'm now doing the videos to get that to you. That's the NASDAQ 100. Apple, I wouldn't buy more of. I continue holding what I've got. I wouldn't sell yet. My worry is a negative, what's called a negative divergence there. The weekly MACD is falling. So it's one which I'm waiting on. The danger is it could go as low as there, which is 15% from its highs. Nothing to panic about. Alphabet's in my great investments program only. Microsoft, I would, if I didn't own any, buy more today, but I'm continuing to hold what I've got, and I wouldn't sell at the moment. Expect the momentum to be okay. Might do this kind of thing, so just be careful. We might be at that phase. You know, you could sort of put that there, couldn't you? Almost. All right. Amazon is great investments program only. Disney, as you know, a special situation. Same with Microsoft. Same analysis as with Microsoft. More than happy with it. Don't forget, I've got more stocks coming on YouTube. Why your pension fund manager should be sacked. I've covered St. James's Place, Vanguard funds, life strategy funds, a whole bunch of stuff. Now, with this, the Nvidia strategy, as you know, if it drops X, sell Y, and you will determine that based upon your risk profile. So if it drops, say, 10% or 15 or 20, you will sell. Depending on your risk appetite, you might sell 0, you might sell 50%. Okay, and similarly here, and similarly here. That's the exit. My worry is it'll do this. I don't sell prematurely. I'm not a premature evacuator. I don't get out too soon. All right, but I don't want to hold too long. I'm not constipated when it comes to making decisions either. So that would be a case of drops X, we'll sell Y, but we're not going to bloody wait forever, because I don't want to lose 1 or 2 years of my pension gains, as can happen with fund managers. Fund managers will just sit there. Fund managers are the most constipated people when it comes to pulling the trigger or making a decision. It's like they've got frozen finger and they can't do it. It's actually frozen brain they've got. Tesla, as you know, we got out in October, and it's not returned. It was a special situation for us. It got us our 68%. I got out in October, and that's where we are. Meta is covered on the Great Investments Program, and so is ServiceNow. Special situations, this is why we hold for 12 months, and I think Intel's a good example of why we do that. Those are my qualifications to talk to you, amongst other things. Netflix is popular. I don't own it, and it's getting a bit peaky, but all fine for the moment. My team keep moving the... ignore that. That's not what's going to happen. This was a pick from down here, and we're well on target for it. So happy with it. PayPal just shows you what can happen with indicators like this. You don't necessarily, not guaranteed to work, and PayPal is, until it removes its management team, you're still going to have this problem. Scottish Investment Trust and Scottish Widows. I've done a whole load of videos on my YouTube, so go to my YouTube, arpishpatel.com/links. Over 1 million views on TikTok. I've now got 300,000 followers. This one's popular with hedge funds, not with me, and it has shot up, so maybe I'm wrong and the hedge funds are right. Whatever it is, it's a little bit overbought. I wouldn't buy more of it now, despite what all these banks think, because I'm just worried that it's going to get toppy and go sideways for a while. Here's another one popular with hedge funds. Not one for me. I can't buy everything. It should hopefully do this, but if we include it just for educational purposes. Okay, there we go. Yes, so that's wrong. It's 300,000 now since the last broadcast. And if you want to see why everybody's getting into it and all my YouTube videos, just have a look at arpishpatel.com/links. Equally, have a look at my LinkedIn also from there, and you'll see why everyone's getting into all of this. Have a look at my campaign for 1 million to teach 1 million people how to be better investors and add an extra 1 million into their pensions over their lifetimes. Through that, you'll also be able to download some of my investment books, which are international bestsellers. My publishers are Financial Times, Macmillan, Palgrave Macmillan, as well, and Wiley, so top-notch publishers of those books. Thank you very much. Sorry, I keep mentioning my credentials because there's a lot of people with no credentials out there who are talking investments, and they shouldn't be. Like fund managers at Scottish Mortgage, for instance. Anyway, good luck with all of this. Thank you very much. Do feel free to get in touch if you've got any questions.